Right now, I will take a look at sports here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. We'll start off first with, hey, the Steelers and Ravens will finally meet, maybe. The game is now scheduled for 3:30 this afternoon, and that is depending that no more COVID strikes. So that game has been put off like four times. So they're definitely getting into it. All right, how about this? Of course, New England owner Robert Kraft exonerated on charges of prostitution, being involved in prostitution. But two of the four women charged in that prostitution sting have pled guilty. Now, the Patriots owner Robert Kraft really is was basically exonerated from that. So, whoopee, right? In other sports news, Alabama and Notre Dame lead the second playoff committee rankings. As a matter of fact, Notre Dame has qualified to play in the championship game of their conference that they're in. So congratulations to my good friend JT, who I know through many, many, many years in radio. He's a big Notre Dame fan, as Notre Dame has got a fantastic season going on. Stoops is back coaching at Oklahoma after a COVID-19 issue on the staff. He's back there now. This only happens in weird times when there's really nothing else to talk about, but I've got to talk about it. And that is 30 years after Buster Douglas knocked out Mike Tyson, Buster Douglas wants a rematch. That means Buster Douglas needs money. Okay, so we had a Tyson and Roy Jones fight, a four-round fight, a couple of days ago that went for a draw between the two. What else? I don't see much like anything else. I mean, the good news is, and it's not going to last long, that the New York Giants are spending one full week in first place in the NFC East. The next four games are incredibly tough, so we'll see what happens. But it's been a long time since the first week of December that we can say the New York Giants have been in first place. But they are, with a record of 4-7. Washington at 4-7. Philadelphia at, 3-7-1. And then Dallas at 2-8. That is a quick check on sports this morning here on Robinhood Radio.